This podcast is brought to you by Carousel, helping people with learning disabilities to reach their potential in the arts.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You're listening to Carousel Radio.
Broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio!
I'm Fran, and you're listening to Carousel Radio. In this show, we've got stories and poems from Johnny Schachter and Sam Castlewood, as well as an interview with Dima Suchinski, who has released an album on Carousel's new record label, Fairground Records. Davit will be popping by with a joke. I'll be having a chat with Jason. We'll hear another track made by students at the John Dewey Specialist College. And I'll tell you the latest Carousel news. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
You are listening to Carousel Radio.
Carousel Radio.
Radio.
Fairground Records is a new label for distinctive musicians with a learning disability developed by arts charity Carousel. Fairground Records' first release is a grunge meets punk debut album by Dima Suchinski. Hello Dima, tell us a bit about yourself.
My name is Dmitry Suchinski, Dima for short. I am a musician. I have Russian-born parents, but I speak with no accent because I've lived in the UK since 1999. I live in the Tunbridge area, but I lived in Brighton for a little bit when I studied the BIM. I've been playing guitar since I was 11 years old and sing quite a bit as well. Got introduced to Rock House via my former support worker, Tom House. I've been doing Rock House gigs as of 2018. And I like writing my original songs. I've been writing since I was about 14.
What artists influenced your music?
Out of British and American, I'd say the Beatles, the Kinks, the Stooges, the Ramones, Nirvana, Alice in Chains and Motorhead. And mind you, I do get lyrical ideas from Russian artists sometimes. I listen to bands like Spleen as well. Yeah, I'm a great fan of rock music. I like guitar-based material.
Tell us about an old song of yours that you would like to play on the radio.
There was a song I've recorded in Brighton Electric in 2019, on my 24th birthday. I've been working with a guy from BIM, and he was a very experienced record producer, and he wanted to show me the meaning of professional recording, so he wanted to gather me a band together for me to record with them. It's a song I've written late 2016, facial plastic surgery, stuff like that. The song is called You Agree by Dima Suchinski.
You're always trying to look your best, so you enlarge the size of your chest. You then expand your lips or shrink your very own hips. Holy shit, you look very grim. Shows you our terrible disgrace. Clowns don't really even a word. That is what I think I heard. That is what I think I heard. That is what I think I heard. Holy shit, you look very grim. Holy ish, you look very grim.
That was You Agree by Dima Suchinski. That's on Bandcamp, SoundCloud, and the music video is available on YouTube.
Tell us about the process of making a new album.
To make this album, I've been working with Gareth Evans from Carousel. I've been gathering ideas together with Gareth as of last May, and I've been recording some guitar, bass and vocals on a program called Everson in my house. Then I've given the stems to Gareth to look at. Then got a few drummers along to record the drums for a few tracks. There's a guy on my ear from BM, James Boyce. We've worked to be in the studio. And then I've sent the tracks eventually once the drums were done to get mastered. So another guy I know from BIM, he also speaks Russian. His name's Sasha Kogolo.
Can you introduce a song from the album and tell us what it is about?
Hello, my name's Dima Zushinsky and this song is called Forget About It. Sort of based on universal themes, based around not carrying the past around too much, sort of enjoying life as it is and that.
Not carrying the past around is easier I found. Don't get too attached, then a new plant will hatch. If you have thoughts in your head, say you wish you were dead, I say forget about it, forget about it.
Called Forget About It by Dima Zushinsky, and the album is called I Ain't Mellow, released last month, 21st December.
To stream or download the LP, visit fairground.bandcamp.com, where you can also stream or buy music by other Carousel artists. Can you introduce another song from the album and tell us about how it sounds?
Certainly. There's one called Yellow Vest Protest, and the riff is very Motorhead style. The song's sort of based around the Yellow Vest Protest they had around the France and UK. It's very heavy. The guitars are very distorted. Yeah, it sounds quite heavy and dark and that. If it wasn't for Gareth, I'd still be a music hobbyist. Yeah, I'm grateful for everything he did for me, like film, music video, to getting the CDs together, to get the album cover sorted, mixing my tracks, and he's getting shirt ideas together, design ideas inspired by my artwork. That's all good. I'm happy with that.
What are the plans for the future?
Well, I'll be happy to do gigs if they'll be allowed again. Online gigs is the only option now, unfortunately, but... I'll be up for doing real-life gigs in the future. That'd be a good thing to do, I think. I'll be happy to make more albums, collaborate with people a bit more in reality, try and get a solo career together, if not a band, then play with people.
How has the pandemic affected you?
Well, unfortunately, I do miss gigging and meeting up with friends, but I do my best to find things to do, such as still playing guitar at home and that, still writing songs. The album is released on Fairground Records, on Bandcamp and various platforms like Spotify, Deezer, iTunes, etc.
Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Chips. Speak to you soon. Bye.
You can follow Dima Suchinski Music on Facebook or subscribe to him on YouTube, where he has been regularly uploading live performances from home. You are listening to Carousel Radio.
This is
news.
This is the Carousel News. The Rock House is a monthly music event that opens your ears to the best new bands, some who have a learning disability and some who don't. The Rock House returns on Monday, 15th February 2021 on Zoom. Tune in to The Rock House for an hour of musical entertainment, featuring new live performances, archive footage and music videos by the very best in learning disabled and non-learning disabled musicians. For details and the Zoom link, visit the What's On page at carousel.org.uk.
Carousel.org.uk.
Or look up Carousel Art UK on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter. For Christmas, I got given a Davitt joke machine. If I press a button, it randomly selects one of Davitt's terrible jokes. Let's see if Davitt can tell us a winner.
Davitt's silly jokes. Very funny. I'll tell you a good joke. What's the difference between a piano and a fish?
I don't know. What's the difference between a piano and a fish?
I can't tune a fish. I tell you more about just making people laugh.
Here is a story from our regular writer, Johnny Schachter.
Hello, my name is Johnny Schachter. The Joanne Swinson story. Joanne Swinson used to be the leader of the Liberal Democrat Party. Then, in the last federal election, she lost in her own constituency. So not only did she have to resign as leader of the party, she is no longer an MP. Johnny Schachter wrote to Joanne Swinson a letter. It said, "Dear Joanie Pooey, I feel so sorry for you. You are the only politician I can trust. I really miss you. I am so sorry. Love and hugs, Johnny Schachter." Joanne Swinson replied by email to Johnny's letter. It said, "Dear Johnny, I noticed that in your letter you wrote 'and hugs.' I am so delighted. Could you come over and cuddle me? I love you too. I am now going to get a divorce because I want to go out with you. Lots of love and hugs and cuddling and holding. Yours, Joanne Swinson. P.S. I'm giving you my home address." An hour later, at Joanne Swinson's house, the doorbell rang. Joanne asked, "Who is at the door?"
"It is me, Johnny Schachter."
Johnny stepped back a few feet and then ran at the door. Joanne opened the door, so he ran through the house, slipped on the recently waxed floor, and landed in the outside garden. He landed in the outdoor swimming pool. He shouted, "Help!
Help!
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 I cannot swim." So Joanne jumped in the pool, bear hugged Johnny, and carried him in her arms, and then put Johnny on the couch. She gave Johnny some dry clothes and asked him to change his clothes in a private part of the house. Then he came downstairs. He said to Joanne, "Oh, you look so gorgeous, Joanne, that it is driving me wild." So Joanne bear hugged Johnny Schachter for an hour. Then Johnny completely collapsed in Joanne's arms. He passed out. Now he is rendered unconscious. He was completely helpless and lifeless and limp. "Oh, Johnny," said Joanne Swinson, "you are so sweet. I will now order an Indian takeout." 15 minutes later, the delivery arrived. It consisted of onion bhajis, papadums, chapatis, lamb korma, lamb du piazza, lamb shank rogan josh, and an assortment of chutneys, pilau rice, and loads of it. Johnny and Joanne ate and ate and polished off the whole meal and fell asleep in each other's arms and were in deep slumber. The following morning, they woke up and got married. They are now a very happy couple and live happily ever after. The end.
That was a totally made-up story by Johnny Schachter. In real life, the former leader of the Liberal Democrats, Jo Swinson, did not leave her husband, save Johnny from drowning, have an Indian takeaway before hugging and marrying Johnny, as far as we know. Next up here is Sam Castle Ward.
This is Sam Castle Ward, and you're listening to Carousel Radio.
In Your World, poems by Sam Castell Ward. Which side I'm on the brink of. Seems I change my focus in a blink. I feel I'm floating, then I sink. I don't care what people think, unless I think I care for them. Don't know which side I'm on the brink of. There are many things that I could think of. I see something. Current plans are switched off. Can't tell which path is worth pursuit. Different ventures for apprehension. I must travel down one, get past attention. Though I wish she'd pay me more attention. Depends where I focus my eyes. Seems I change my focus in a blink. I feel I'm floating, then I sink. I don't care what people think, unless I think I care for them. There are elements I need be free from, but elsewhere suffers if I apply and move on. I pause the escape by creating problems. I'm good at creating things. Is this real or am I deluded? Can I grow if I'm not spoon-fed? Can I shed thoughts of what they said? I do see that it's been a while. Seems I change my focus in a blink. I feel I'm floating, then I sink. I don't care what people think, unless I think I care for them. I've hoped that one day soon I'll fly, though I crave a watchful eye. It feels I lose if I don't use my time. Can I stick to which I decide is what I couldn't bear to not see thrive? If it feels I've broken past a pattern, seems I'm on the verge of when my chosen dream happens. Feels like I can drive, my tires won't flatten. Seems I change my focus in a blink. I feel I'm floating, then I sink. I don't care what people think, unless I think I care for them. If it does appear that I will sink, of how I appear is what I think. I'm saved by those who more than hint, but I won't be saved till I swam to my choice. I'm now going to talk about what it was like when I had coronavirus. I wanted to get a coronavirus test because a family member I live with tested positive. I found out how hard it is to get one. I couldn't get one because I didn't have any of the main symptoms. I didn't have a cough or a temperature, and my sense of smell and taste were the same as they usually were. I had to wait a few days until I had a bit of a cough and I felt like I had a temperature. My cough wasn't that bad like the ones you hear about people who have coronavirus having, and it only felt like I had a really mild cold. My test took 2 days to arrive at my house, and I had to wait another 3 days to get the results, which came back positive. I grabbed all my things and went up to my room to isolate. As it was already 5 days since I got my symptoms, I only had 6 days left to isolate. So I was glad that my isolation period would at least be short. I stayed in my room, so I wasn't in the same room as anyone else. We luckily had more than one bathroom, and my family were able to bring me food and leave it outside my door. I kept feeling better as the days went on. I did things like playing video games and watching things on my phone to help pass the time, and I was well enough to keep working in my day job from home. I did feel quite trapped. But it was nice that more friends than usual wanted to message me and have video calls with me because they knew I was ill. I was imagining I'd go to the pub on the first day I could leave the house again, and that was what was keeping me going. But I found out we'd gone into tier 3 while I was isolating and everywhere was closed, so it felt like I had nothing to look forward to. We actually went into tier 4 on the same day that my isolation period ended.
Getting coronavirus showed me how easy it is for the virus to spread, and it made me feel I was right in thinking that you should stay as far away from someone as you can if you know they've got coronavirus.
I'm Fran, and I had a vaccine. What happened was, on Wednesday, I got a text from Graceair, which is a day centre for people with a learning disability, because I work for Graceair. I got a message, and I looked online for an appointment, and I got one the following day. So, me and a member of staff, we went to Millview Hospital. We had to fill out a form and queue up, and I knew two people in the queue. The whole thing took about 5 minutes, then we had to wait for about 5 minutes for the vaccine to set in. I feel safer. I feel much happier because I've had the first dose of the vaccine. I've still got to wear masks. I've still got to wash my hands and be careful.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
The John Dewey Specialist College in London have been sending us music made by their students, who are supported by music teacher Stefano De Silva. Student Susanna Camarotta loves music. She wrote the lyrics to her song called College is the Best at a holiday club jam last year. Stefano and Susanna have since called a dispersion. Susanna came up with the arrangement and even has some ideas about remixing the song. Stefano says the song sums up her positive attitude to life and learning.
College is the best.
I really liked that. That was College is the Best by Susanna Camerota and Stefano De Silva. Last month, I had a chat with Jason about his experiences under the 2020 lockdown. Here it is.
I'm Jason. I'm from Southport. If you go on Google Pier, literally it goes on for miles. And you can see Blackpool Tower. The only difference with Southport and Brighton is that Southport has sand and Brighton doesn't.
Jason O'Neill works for Stay Up Late, a charity that promotes the rights of people with learning disabilities to live the lifestyle of their choosing.
I work for Stay Up Late as a quality checker. I like different types of music, like pop, deco rap and R&B.
How has the lockdown affected you?
Mostly, it just affected me mainly because I couldn't really go out much or be able to see my friends. Lockdown has affected my work with Stay Up Late because I usually do physics and go to people's homes and ask them questions. And because of the lockdown, we weren't being able to do that. So we mostly had to work from home, and not everyone has access to the internet necessarily, so that's been quite difficult. The only thing like Stay Up Late can do is do online socials. Fran, you've been to quite a lot of them yourself.
I've been to the coffee morning.
We had dance parties in your own home, quiz nights. We had chat shows, which I've done myself.
We've also had MasterChef as well.
We have. So we had different variety of socials, which we have done.
Do you think people with disabilities will carry on using Zoom even when the rest of a pandemic is over?
I think, in a way, it will be great to go back to normal. But also, it'll be great as well to still be able to use Zoom still.
I agree.
As a backup, there's quite a lot of people with transport or with their physical disability, and also just people with their anxiety as well. So in a way, that will help them more if we kept some things online as well.
When the pandemic is over, I will probably keep using Zoom for monthly family catch-ups. It's easier than travelling around the country.
I think we will carry on for the next year or so, because like, it will take about 2 years to get rid of, probably. So I think to be on the safe side, we should carry on with it. I don't know what your opinion's on with that.
Oh, I hope so. Then I can go out more.
I miss going to the Rock House.
I'll see you at the next Stay Up Late social. It was nice to speak to Jason. Nice. You can find out more about what Stay Up Late are up to by visiting stayuplate.org. or by searching for Stay Up Late UK on Facebook, Instagram or Twitter. That's the end of the show. Thanks to Johnny Schachter, Sam Castle-Ward, Davert, Jason and Dima Suchinski. Thank you to Stefano and all the students at the John Dewey College for sending us their amazing music. We'll be back with a new show at the beginning of March.
Carousel Radio is the creative voice of people with a learning disability.
Our aim is to promote the work of talented, learning disabled writers and musicians.
We need your help, the listener, to keep this important and exciting project going. We need your feedback on the show to help with our funding.
please tell us what you think on social media. Search Carousel Art UK on Twitter and Facebook and leave a comment. Or email us at radio@carousel.org.uk.
radio@carousel.org.uk.
Please subscribe to our podcast. Search Carousel Radio on iTunes and give us a rating and a comment.